The political clash surrounding the COVID-19 cluster has escalated, with the opposition accused of peddling conspiracy theories. Labour, New Zealand First and the Greens say National is being irresponsible and dangerous, but National says it just wants answers. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
The return of COVID-19 may have put an end to campaigning, but the politics is only ramping up. Today, a wave of fury from all three government parties in response to the stance adopted by the opposition.
Haphazard and careless, and it's irresponsible.
I think incredibly dangerous. Ridiculous nonsense.
The strength of feeling sparked by this, an extraordinary news conference fronted by Judith Collins yesterday, in which she raised questions about the official timeline.
We're hearing a lot of rumours. I'm sure you've heard rumours too.
Her deputy, Jerry Brownlee, then stepping up to the mic to list a series of what he deems interesting events, as if to suggest the government knows more than it's letting on.
All very interesting things to have happened.
The oblique suggestions have left Labour fuming. Grant Robertson not holding back this morning. He says there's absolutely no reason the government would put people's lives at risk by holding back information.
Mr. Brownlee and Judith Collins are effectively accusing Ashley Bloomfield of being involved in some kind of collusion or cover-up with the government. He's an independent public servant who actually can't fight back. So, no, it's complete nonsense, and it's also incredibly irresponsible.
Grant Robertson should never have made such an outrageous statement.
Ms. Collins beginning the day in the defensive, telling Morning Report she's simply calling for transparency.
What does transparency mean when you call for more transparency? Ms. Collins, what does that mean?
I think we need to have information as soon as it's possible to have it.
Do you think that is not happening? Are you saying that information is being withheld from the public?
I think people need to know how this COVID-19, Kim, got into the community.
Yes, we all think that, Ms. Collins, but you seem to be suggesting that they know something we don't. Are you suggesting that?
I have not said that.
But then what did Mr. Brownlee mean in his comments yesterday?
Well, you should ask him.
New Zealand First says the National Party is spreading misinformation. Winston Peters says the once honourable party is collapsing.
I wish they would actually understand that it's not about politics right now, it's about the health and safety of New Zealanders.
And an exasperated James Shaw, co-leader of the Greens, says the conspiratorial musings undermine democracy.
Frankly, it's so absurd. I'm clearly struggling to respond.
Mr. Shaw is himself waiting on a test result back after developing a sniffle following a trip to South Auckland over the weekend. The opposition will get at least some more answers tomorrow, along with the country, the Prime Minister, to announce what next for the latest lockdown. Atu iti whare palimata mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Craig McCulloch aho.